Young Thug has just released his second studio album, Punk, and this is massive for the industry because people have been waiting for this album for 2 years now. So Much Fun was a big hit amongst his fans, and people have been waiting for new Thugger music. So on that note, guys, we're going to be doing a first review reaction on what we think about Punk because we've gone through it once, we have our emotions about it, and if we feel like we need to dive deeper into it, we'll be doing content later on, guys. So hit the subscribe button if you have not already. We're doing all kinds of content here at NFR, and the way we do our review reactions are a bit different from other platforms. So we actually go through criterias. We have artist performance, content, features, production, and instant replay value. Then we actually go into not a numerical system to judge our categories, but more of like a feeling attribute. So the different ratings you could find on this review are bad, mid, good, great. Then we have amazing, and then perfect. And we have yet to give a perfect score this year, so hopefully the day comes. But listen,
not today.
It's not today. But listen, let me talk to you about this because it's a very different project. It's much different than anything we've ever heard from Thug. And what were your expectations coming into this off the bat?
I expected this to be his most introspective album, as he said it would be, and based on songs like TikTok, where he spoke about coming from the trenches, and also based on the songs he previewed from the Tiny Desk, I was expecting that musical Young Thug that we got a sight of on Beautiful Thugger Girls. And
facts,
this seems like a nice big step forward into his career, and he did deliver on that front. So before we actually dive in, guys, follow along with the categories with us and let us know in the comments how you feel about each category. But let's now start off with artist performance. So how do you feel that he delivered from track 1 to track 20?
Well, I want to say this. I think it's super diverse in the way that he was able to mature as a writer or a freestyler, because we know that, well, he doesn't really write. Like, most of his stuff
maybe
is
off. Some of the stuff maybe, was written.
Because that's the thing, though, is that I was going through some of the writing here, and like, it was a bit more complicated than what usually comes from Young Thug, right? So example, something on Die Slow, where, you know, he's more talking about trying to find God and trying to find himself into certain places, you know? Like, that takes a big performance from him, because I don't find he's ever, you know, really performed in those types of areas before in his earlier discography. Like, So Much Fun was more playful, where he had a lot more energy, where there was a lot more of a vibrant sort of feel to the album. But this was more mellowed out. It had him more, you know, harmonizing and, you know, trying to like display his pain on certain songs. Even, you know, let's say Stress. Like, I love the type of delivery he put on there, because it felt like I was listening to, you know, Young Thug Stressed and hearing him vent. So overall, like, do you think he upgraded his performance from So Much Fun? And what do you think overall? And do you think like the flow was nice for him on this?
Oh, it definitely was. And I just love that he wanted to show a new side of himself with this album. And he achieves that because we have a more personal side of Young Thug, a more human one, where he's kind of rapping and singing over these relaxed soundscapes. And it gives him a lot of room to actually croon over these songs and to do a lot vocally. And I also love how on certain songs, for example, like Die Slow, he's talking to us about his feelings. On songs like Stressed or Stupid / Asking, he's more, you know, using these melodies and these harmonies to express his emotions. So there's a lot of diversity, and his ability to tap into that higher register is amazing. And I truly think that he's one of the most versatile vocalists in hip hop right now. And you have to really respect his ability to change his tone on every song, because certain songs, it sounds like he's almost like in tears delivering the lines for how emotional he does get. And I think that's a big reason why he stepped up. In terms of his performance, you do have to expect him to be more musically in tune than ever, and there's less of a focus on, let's say, crafting these big trap bangers that we would have gotten on projects like Barter 6 or So Much Fun, but that was kind of the intent with the release, so I do respect it on that front.
No, I definitely have a lot of respect for it, and even at that, you do get your fair share of bangers on here where Young Thug is, you know, maybe introducing that signature quick flow that he usually has on trap bangers, like songs like Scoliosis and Bubbly, where he's absolutely ripping apart his verse, and you're like, whoa, those were really nice breaks within, like, the track list, because I find that it allowed you to take a break from the more melodic performances and like the harmonies that he was going after, and the more maybe traditional Young Punk that maybe, you know, hardcore fans wanted to see on this album.
Yeah,
so,
and he was floating on Bubbly, like he introduced this new flow, and that's like the eccentric Young Thug that we've grown to love. And also Faces was a standout for me in terms of his performance, because the way that he goes from rapping to singing on that song was great, and he really dominated that falsetto pitch. So I mean, overall, I think that we got some of Young Thug's best ever songs on this album. If you look at songs like Droppin' Jewels, if you look at, I think it's called Love You More with Gunna and Nate Hoyce, honestly some of his top tier songs, and it's because he had so much room to actually showcase his vocal ability all throughout. So I think the performance was great overall.
It was great. And the thing is that you're going to go into this and you're going to get diversity from Thug. Like, it's not going to be strictly singing or harmonies. Like, you're going to get him rapping as well. And I also love the way that he was able to be super clear on some of his deliveries, because remember in the past, like sometimes on Barter 6, like he would try to be, you know, maybe more like, let's say, slurry with his words and trying to maybe mumble a bit more. This was super clear. So example like Stupid Asking, that was a stupid clear delivery for me. Like, it was really nice to see him being able to pronounce all of his words, being able to get through bars and being able to deliver them on a nice front. But let's get into content, and we don't usually do content for trap albums,
but this is not exactly a trap album.
That's it. Like, there's actual real good writing in here, and you're gonna have that duality obviously of, you know, trap, you know, songs where, you know, the content matter doesn't really necessarily apply. But here there's a lot of really deep shit that Young Thug goes through. So I want to start with Die Slow, because I love the way, you know, he's trying to find God throughout this song and kind of questioning what he's going through as a human being. Like, is all this money, like, really, you know, really that benefiting to me? Like, you know, there, he feels like there's something missing. So did you get that vulnerability from Thug throughout this 100%,
project? 100%, especially on Die Slow, where he's kind of starting off by just talking to us about how he had to miss his son's birthday because he was on tour. But there is one hysterical moment on Die Slow where he transitions from one line to the next, and it's totally out of place. So I'll read it out. He says, "The lady got in the car and just pulled off doing like 60 miles per hour, ran my mom over. She had a stroke and shit, but she all right, yeah. I always knew I wasn't going to be gay." Like, the transition from "she had a stroke and shit, but she gonna be all right" to "I always knew I was going to be gay" is totally out of place.
No,
and
I'm never. Like, it was never going to be gay.
I always knew I was never going to be gay. Yeah. So like, that transition was kind of out of place. And you do have those moments of bars where you're like, you know, what is Thug trying to do? Is the transition making any sense? Also on a song where he raps, "Heard you went and fucked my friend, is you stupid? Heard you went and copped the Benz, is you stupid?" I mean, it's pretty funny because you also have like these bongo drums throughout that track, and it sounds like he's in a campfire with all his hoes and just like talking his shit and kind of giving them guidance. And I found that pretty funny. So besides those funny moments, there is a lot of personal subject matter from Thug that I appreciated. So absolutely. What were those standout moments
even
for
stressed,
you?
Even stressed, like talking about the types of things that, you know, give him anxiety and, you know, wanting, let's say, more love in his life. Like, that was one thing that I felt as if Young Thug was asking for throughout this album, was, you know, him like trying to find real love and him trying to be able to, you know, like trying to be able to find this greater purpose. Because I feel as if Young Thug's content kind of stayed stagnant as the years went on, because obviously he was limited with, you know, going on trap beats and trying to, like, you know, keep up that aesthetic. But here was like, you had more melodic productions, you had more stuff going on with it. So even at that, like, I mean, it was really nice. I think that overall it was good. But I mean, there was one thing that I liked on Yeah Yeah, and it was pretty cool. It was, "I can always see the devil harassing me, telling me he loving me while he stabbing me." Like, I love that type of introspection by Young Thug, because it's something that you've never really heard from him. It's like him going more into detail about certain things. So
yeah,
it was cool to see, like, the way he was able to put it together.
He does often put in, you know, I would say, lyrics and bars about the advice that he's giving to his kids on a song like Dropping Jewels, for example. So that was really cool to see. And I do have to say that a weak point in the content is that he does tend to focus a lot on, let's say, his diamonds or the relationships that he has with women, which I do understand, because that is a big part of his life. So it doesn't make sense for him to be expressing himself about those things. But for the most part, it kind of comes off as uninteresting, because on a song like Road Rage, for example, like, he's talking about, like, you know, telling his girl which rollie she should choose out. You know what I mean? And like, that's not, I would say, the introspection that I would want from Thug, but he does do a good job of talking us through what he went through growing up, his relationships with his families, the things that, you know, were traumatic in his life. So to see him open up on this level and also mention topics like police brutality, which we also, you know, go deeper into in the features, that was mind-blowing, because you don't really get that from an artist like Young Thug. So it was a big evolution in his pen for that case.
Absolutely. And there's actually something from Road Rage I really like. I had to put it down. "Hopscotching through the street, I'm trying not to fall. She prayed to God that I make it home before tomorrow morning. I'm trying to tell her to pick a rollie, but she didn't care at all. Don't care nothing but my drink. My portion's what I'm coming for." So
you see, that's a line that I didn't really fuck with too much.
Like, no, but like, it was kind of like trying to say, like, he's trying to prompt her to get into like more like a luxurious lifestyle, but all she cares about is him.
It's kind of boring content matter there for me personally.
I don't know. I think it does add to the overall vibe of the song, though. Like, it's kind of trying trying to like show you that, yes, like, you know, he's trying to maybe get into more luxurious lifestyles and like, you know, he's trying to paint that sort of stuff for him. But at the end of the day, like, his girl maybe all cares about his well-being. So overall, I think that the content was good. It's nothing that's going to blow you out of the water, but for a trap album, it's really good content. Like, you're not going to find this from a trap artist.
Again, though, I don't know if I could really call it a trap album at this point, because there's elements, but overall, I don't know if it is, but I do see what you're saying. It's not expected from Young Thug, and he did deliver on that front. But let's now talk about the features, because there were so many. I think there's 15 features total on this album, and it's something that I wanted to see a bit less of, to be honest with you, on the track list before even listening to it. But we did have huge names. We had J. Cole, we had Drake, we had Travis Scott. There was rumors of Elton John being on here, of Jay-Z being on here. But overall, I was still happy with what we got. But let's talk about the main ones. So let's start off with J. Cole on Stressed. How did you feel about it?
Not a fan.
Honest,
I'm not a big fan of it. I'm being honest with you. Like, I think that at a certain point, he was super off flow as well. I like maybe the passion that he was bringing in, but I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of like when J. Cole is sort of screaming through his delivery. Like, it doesn't
It's too overstated, right? It doesn't
necessarily have a place, especially like on a mellowed out production like Stressed, in my opinion. Like, didn't necessarily fit the vibe for me. Maybe like a flowing cadence I would have liked to seen from him on this. Maybe would have been something like, you know, Pretty Little Fears, like that, like a floor delivery like that, something more mellowed out that matches the punk aesthetic. But how did you feel about it? Like,
it was,
did you fuck with it?
It was okay, honestly. Like, I do agree that when he gets into that very aggressive and high voltage kind of delivery, that it could be too extra at certain times. And I don't know, I just feel like he was kind of impersonating Thug a little bit throughout his cadence. But I mean, it was all right. It wasn't like I couldn't listen to it. You know what I mean? It wasn't a bad verse for me. But I want to talk about Gunna and Recognize Real, because Gunna, honestly, on all three performances, I'll get into his other performance later, but he really thrived on this album.
Like, he
really sounded really good. On Recognize Real, what I loved is the stuff he was rapping about. He has a line where he says, "Judging the police, taking my people's lives," and he kind of sings with this very smooth texture to his voice. And it's cool, because I never really thought I'd see the day where an artist like Gunna would be rapping about police brutality. Like, that was super refreshing, and it was cool to see that he was able to go there.
I know, and I'm going to go to the other, you know, Gunna feature with Ensure My Wrist, because I think that it's a good place to start with him, because he's probably like the best feature artist on this whole track list for me. You know, I think that he definitely had the best performances out of everyone, but that's kind of expected, because I mean,
the chemistry is unmatched,
and not only that, but I feel as if Young Thug and Gunna also have very similar production choices sometimes. So, you know, this album was perfectly set up for him, because he was able to, you know, show off like his voice. He was able to, you know, show off the different types of flows and voices that he was able to use. But going to the second verse on Ensure My Wrist, I mean, I think it's on the lower end of the three features that he had, but for the most part, still a good performance. Wasn't nothing too crazy when it comes to content matter, but still like a good second verse to be able to hold up that song.
But I do love his verse on Love You More, where there's this very sweet ring behind, you know, his harmonizing and his humming on that song. Like, he really carried the vocals all throughout that track. So I would say Love You More was my favorite. Second would have to be what's that track called early on in the track list? That was
Recognize Real.
That's number two for me. And
that's
then
fire.
Third place, Ensure My Wrist.
Gunna starts off actually the song with that. Like, the chorus starts with Gunna, and then after that it goes into his verse. So it was nice to see how Thug actually gave him that runtime. But let's move on to Drake and Travis. How did you like them? And how did you like Drake's new flow that he presented on this?
Yeah, Drake is kind of on like this melodic trap wave. And he has a bar where he raps, "Been on the charts for 500 weeks, so somebody love when I speak." I thought that was cool, and I don't know, I felt like you couldn't, like, he wasn't as pronounced as he usually is. Like, he was
slurred.
Kind of slurred, a bit mumbling, and I guess he was kind of, again, just like J. Cole did, matching that Young Thug kind of cadence, but wasn't my favorite feature, to be honest. I feel like Travis did a much better job.
Travis stole the show on this.
He introduced some new flows and really came with this really great energy, and Travis has really upped his feature game, because there's been a lot of great features from him this year on Fair Trade and so many other songs. So salute to him.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Doja Cat on Icy Hot. I think that that's probably the worst feature on the album for me. I really do think so. And if you had to ask me about one song that I'd remove from this track list, it's probably Icy Hot. And it's not because of Doja Cat. I think that she's a fantastic artist. It's just those vocal effects are horrible. It's almost like listening to someone put their nails on chalkboard. Like, that's like, it has that ring to it that you just,
I never want
to
fucking hear the song ever again.
I really can't, this was really bad.
The duet from them at the beginning between Doja and Young Thug, like, it was appalling. I'm like, what is this? Like, it's a fucking nightmare of a song. So that was a big skip for me. I hope that, you know, if there's ever a remastered version, this doesn't make it, because I'll never, even if I'm bumping the album from front to bottom, this is a guaranteed skip. Yeah, man, this is
the skip for me.
But I do want to talk about Future's feature on the song Peeping Out the Window. And this was really good because he gets into his melodic bag and honestly delivers lyrically one of his best features and performances in recent memory, one of his best hooks as well, talking about how all of his kids are taken care of. And again, bringing up these themes of police brutality as he raps, "All I see is a bunch of racist ass cops trying to catch a guy slacking like Jim Crow." Like, I've never gotten bars like that from Future.
I know, it's
fire.
Are
you kidding me? That's awesome. And it also fits into that aesthetic of like peeping out the window. Like, what are you seeing on a daily basis? What are the things that are affecting your psyche? What's really making you reflect about, you know, the bigger picture that you're currently living in? So shout out to Future, but I want your thoughts on the Post Malone and A$AP Rocky features.
Okay, I'll say this. I think I've never heard A$AP Rocky sing like that. Like, that was really cool, because when he started off his verse, I actually thought it was Young Thug, because again, like Drake and J. Cole, he was trying to match that energy, and it was nice to see how then, like, almost midway through his verse, he then transitioned into rapping again. Only thing is that I feel as if the verse is too short.
It is too short, yeah.
I wish there was more runtime on it, but even at that, like, Post Malone, like, I don't know, man. He's been weak lately. I'm not sure about this hook. It's really not that great.
The hook is fucking awful because he's repeating dumb, 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 and like there's a weird kick drum that kind of plays into it, and it's totally off, bro. And it ruins the song for me because Rocky kind of gives his rendition of that hook a little bit too, and that wasn't too great. But yeah, overall, not the greatest features from the two of them. And I was hyped because I saw the picture of the three of them in the studio, and I'm like, yeah, this is about to be a fucking slapper. But it just didn't deliver like that for me. But how did you feel about the posthumous verses that we got from Juice WRLD and Mac Miller?
Well, I think Juice WRLD's feature was absolutely ridiculous.
It was cool.
I really enjoyed it. And it's because I think that I have like that Mannequin Challenge sort of aura around me.
No, this does not come close to it.
I'm just saying I'm a fan of their collaborations. That's why I enjoyed it. But yeah, you know, Rich Shit was fire. I really did enjoy it. I think that it was a slapper as well. Like, it has like a nice break within the middle of the track list. And Juice WRLD is, you know, couple of flow switches. It's nothing too crazy, but it was a really nice verse to add on to the album. But I loved Mac Miller's verse on Day Before It, and it sounded like it was actually made around the Swimming Circles era, so it was cool to see, you know, just Mac Miller come in and offer some introspection. And it always feels like a therapy session whenever you're going through, you know, a Mac Miller verse. So I'll read some stuff out of here. Okay, leave me alone, take your ass home. If it ain't another million, I'm picking up the phone. Phony motherfuckers always sitting on a throne. All I want, some pussy, baby, give me a dog, a bone.
He was floating, bro.
It was really, yeah, really, really nice. And I like how, you know, Mac Miller was showing his evolution of, you know, trying to maybe become a father and trying to, you know, start a family in the future. Like, that was themes that we saw him, you know, pick up on, you know, albums like Swimming and Circles. But now it's kind of like, I like that it was, you know, kind of presented into this, you know, punk feature. So how did you like it? What were your thoughts?
Speaking on those features, I think Juice WRLD, nice quick pace energy. I thought that it was really, you know, those quick flows from Juice and Young Thug that you can come to expect on songs like Bad Boy and Mannequin Challenge, but not as much of a banger as those previous songs. In terms of Mac Miller, he definitely had one of the best performances on the album for me, and I love how perfectly he fit on this acoustic beat. It matched his aesthetic and his vocal complexions very well. Not only that, but I just feel like throughout the later stages of Mac Miller's recordings, he just had this very peaceful aura about him, and it was a beautiful way to end off the album as the outro. So that was a big standout for me. Apart from that, I do have to shout out Nate Royce on Love You More, which honestly, like, I want that song played at my fucking wedding, man. Like, that was beautiful. You have these great piano chords that are seeping through, and that chorus is really just angelic. And apparently, I think Elton John was supposed to do this chorus, but nonetheless, Nate Royce did a great job. So that was another feature that I wanted to stand out. Is there anything else to you on the track list that kind of, you know, stands out?
Not really. I think, no? For the most part, those are like my biggest features. Like Lil Double O, like I like School of Ghosts as a song. I'm a big fan of the song, but I find like his flow was nice, but the ad-libs were super weirdly placed where it almost sounds like he was talking over his verse. So I wasn't that much of a big fan of it. And B-Slime was all right.
He sounded too much like Lil Durk to me.
Yeah, like it was a... It was a bit generic. Like, that's what it was. Like, I could have gone without that feature and just had Future on that track. So
shout out T-Shine also.
Absolutely.
He did a great job on Recognize Real.
I think T-Shine actually outshined J. Cole.
On Stress. Sorry, I said Recognize Real. That was on Stress. But yeah, he did outshine Cole.
He did outshine J. Cole. So overall, I think that the features were good. There was, you know, a fair couple of misses, but for the most part, you're going to find features here that, you know, are going to add to this project, but don't necessarily, you know, upgrade the track list in any sort of way. You know, just kind of adds that like nice little flavor that you need on a 20, you know, song track list and kind of keeps it mellow. So I think I fucked with it. I mean, everyone kind of, you know, had to play around Young Thug's aesthetic and had to play around his sort of delivery. But let's actually move on to the production, because what a production switch from So Much Fun to this. Like, what do you think was the main vision for this album, especially like, let's say, with all the mellow guitar chords and, you know, all the nice background vocals, like the underground muffled vocals in the background that, you know, Young Thug was rapping over sometimes? Do you find it fit the overall aesthetic?
It totally fit. I mean, I love that, you know, yes, you might not get as many trap bangers as you did with So Much Fun, which was, you know, predominantly produced by Wheezy, and you got a lot of those kind of Wheezy trap infused beats. But on this one, it was totally different. And I feel like this was his most musically diverse, you know, production for an album that he's ever had. And I thought it was a big step up because, you know, someone like Charlie Handsome, I think, was my favorite producer on the entire project, because he killed it with every single acoustic guitar riff that he played on these tracks. And I just love how tender and subtle the beats were a lot of the time, because it gave Thug a lot of room to really make his vocals shine and take, you know, front stage. So I love that aspect of it. We also had names like Metro Boomin. We had T-Minus on songs like Stress, where
even Pierre Bourne
gave some
on
nice
this.
Piano chords. Yeah. How did you feel about the Pierre Bourne beat?
Because I really enjoyed it, actually. Did you like it? How did you feel about it?
I don't know. I feel like those distorted drums were just too much.
Oh,
like, it was out of place.
I don't know, man.
It was the one beat that sounded like doesn't fit the vibe at all.
It maybe was the one that kind of stuck out like more than ever, like wasn't like really one that fit the vibe of punk. But overall, like, I think it was also a nice break in the production, because up to, you know, Rich Shit, it was kind of like more of like a mellowed out production throughout it. And then once you get Rich Shit, you could see how, like, the, you know, the pace starts picking up a bit. So I think I was more of a fan of like the drum pattern and like the pace of the song. And I was a fan of like those distorted 808s.
Like, I didn't like them,
especially for someone like Young Thug and Juice, for, you know, to be able to go and rap on. But I actually want to talk about Die Slow, and I want to go back to those acoustics you were talking about, because I find like the strongest point within this album are those guitar riffs and are these guitar chords. Like, it set up that perfect atmosphere where it was very minimalistic, but then you also had like these, you know, dreamy background vocals. Like, there was like certain things that were working into this album that allowed you to understand, you know, Young Thug's content matter. Because back then, I feel as if with Young Thug projects, a lot of the times you would have to have like overwhelming, you know, crazy big, you know, trap 808 productions. But on this, it was completely a different approach.
It was stripped back. It was minimal.
It was very minimal. And I like the way that, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was consistent. You know, there wasn't like 50 different flutes on here, and there wasn't, you know, a bunch of different piano riffs. Like, it was really focused around these guitar chords. And we saw that be predominantly the production on something like, you know, Beautiful Thugger Girls. Like, that's what I liked about it too, was there was kind of like an evolution, kind of like a step up from his previous projects and personal projects on this. So overall, like, what's your favorite beat on this? Give me your top three.
My favorite beat would have to be Love You More, which was produced by Metro Boomin, Nate Royce, and Jeff Basker, who of course is a legendary producer. And I can't, you know, state more how atmospheric this production is. It feels very orchestral, and, you know, there's some violin crescendos in there. Like, everything hit on that song beautifully. And I think that one was a beat that really stood on its own from the rest of the track list to me. So what would be your favorite?
I want to talk about Scoliosis by Nuki and Kuda Beats. I think that was a banger. That was great. I'm also a big fan of Bubbly with Wheezy and Cardo. That was fantastic as well. I love the way that, you know, like, Wheezy and Cardo were able to, you know, make another, like, let's say, canvas for all three of these artists to deliver crazy verses. I mean, Drake's was more underwhelming maybe out of the three, but still a fan of it. And then I'm probably going Die Slow as well, or Set the Tempo right off the bat for me for the album, and kind of made me understand what this was going to be from, you know, a production level. Like, I understood what type of atmosphere I was going to be going into. So how do you feel about the production overall?
I think overall we're going to give it a great rating, because Young Thug had this soundscape that at times was very dark with certain beats from Wheezy, but at other times we had jazzy instrumentals on songs like Droppin' Jewels. So I think it might be his most diverse soundscape that we ever gotten from him, and the minimalistic and subtle approach to the productions with those guitar riffs, which oftentimes were acoustic, was a breath of fresh air for me. And I think that this will become maybe his best produced album yet.
There is a big chance of that. Not only that, but I think it's so genius because a lot of the album is really, really, really based on Young Thug singing and harmonies. Yeah. You know, you can't have overwhelming production, you know, when you're trying to, you know, get, you know, a vocalist like Young Thug to give amazing performances. It just gets too much. It's overbearing. Like, Young Thug's voice was enough on a lot of these songs to be able to carry out the production. But okay, let's move on to the replay value now, because I'm still bumping, you know, projects like Barter 6 from Young Thug.
Slime Season 3.
Like, there's so many great projects that have came out from this artist and that I've been through my rotation throughout the years. So, as a Young Thug fan, how do you feel about this album, and will it stick through your rotation?
This for me
years?
Is going to be a similar vibe like Beautiful Thugger Girl, something that, you know, takes repeated listens to really get behind and to really appreciate. But off the top, I feel like we did get top tier Young Thug songs. Like, for example, Droppin' Jewels, I would say also
Love You More.
A lot of those are all-time great Young Thug songs to me. So, also, I loved what he did on Bubbly. I'm not the biggest fan of Drake's feature, but Bubbly was phenomenal.
Bubbly was
right,
great.
Great new flow for him. So, I think this leads me to my biggest gripe with the album, and it's the fact that the track list is fucking too much, man. It's too bloated. 20 songs was not needed, and I feel like if he trimmed this down to, like, 12, 14, or 16, like he was hinting in the interview that he did before the album came out, this could have been one of his best albums. It could have maybe placed number 2 behind Barter 6 for me for how strong it was. So I think the instant replay is going to be good. Like, there's going to be a lot of songs I won't keep, which I'll still revisit and try to get into more. But there's a couple of misses, but a lot of highlights too. So for me, I would say it would be good. What about you?
I don't know. I'm in between that good and great sort of feeling, but I think I'm going to go great. Like, I think that overall, like, it has that nice vibe to it, to where I'm going to need to go back and listen to this and kind of pick up on more tracks, because the situation with Beautiful Thugger Girls was I kind of missed a lot of the album on first listen, and then I had to go back and kind of, you know, get used to the flow and the vibe of the album. So I think it's going to be a similar situation here, because so many unique productions, new flows from Young Thug, content matter now, so I'm going to have to go back and dive into it. And as you said, we got major fucking highlights throughout this album. So overall, I get it. It is a bloated track list, but I think I could kind of overlook that on, you know, the replay value side of things, because I'm going to want to go back and see how this ages with
me. Yeah, you
know
what? I think it is great overall, because there's a lot to go back to. And before we end off our talk on the replay value, give me your top 3 worst and top 3 best songs.
Okay, top 3 worst. Well, first off, Icy Hot was really not it. I'm really not a fan of that. Then I'll go Living It Up. I'll go, so that's probably like one of my least favorite on there. And then I'll do I don't know. I think those are really the only ones that really stand out for me as not great tracks. But if I go my top 3, I'll do Die Slow first. Then second, I'll go Droppin' Jewels. And then third, I'll go Love You More. I think that those are like my top 3 tracks on the album. But how about you?
Give me your top three worst. Definitely Icy Hot. Mm-hmm. Definitely Living It Up with Post Malone and A$AP Rocky. And then also Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. That hook was fucking annoying, man. Like, that was super repetitive and I didn't fuck with it at all. But my top 3 songs would have to be number 1, Droppin' Jewels. I would say number 2, Love You More. And number 3, I would have to say, I don't know, caught between Die Slow and Bubbly.
Yeah, that's a great, yeah.
Even Faces was pretty good. Yeah, I'll go Die Slow, though.
Yeah,
number 3.
The Die Slow was a great intro for this album. I think it was the perfect way to start off. That's another thing about this album. The intro and the outro are fucking well calculated. And I kind of love how everything has like this nice coherent flow to it. So overall thoughts, man. Like, what are you thinking? Like, how do you feel about it? Is this like a big standout for you in his discography? You know, were your expectations met? And what surprised you with this? Like, what are your emotions?
Yeah, I mean, listen, man. Like, Thug's vocals are nice enough to make a grown man cry. Like, his inflections are phenomenal all throughout, and I feel like this is the best showcase of his vocal ability that we've ever seen on an album from him. So in that step, I do like it. I also love how mature he got as an artist, because of the fact that he wanted this album to reflect real rap, and he does accomplish that in the sense that he gave us so much more insight on his life, on his journey, and on, you know, what his mindset is at right now. So I appreciated all the new subject matter from Thugger. Not only that, but he proved to us that there's very few, if any, artists that can manipulate their voice the way that Thug does. And we get that on trap songs and also on tracks where he's singing and harmonizing and, you know, really showing the extent of his vocal abilities. I think that, you know, where the project goes a bit downhill for me is the fact of how bloated it is. Like I said earlier, if it was trimmed down to 14, 15 songs, you could have gotten one of Thug's best projects yet. But those misses really put a dent in the project for me. But I think that he accomplished what he wanted to by, you know, giving us this very minimal soundscape where you have this very musically driven production with the guitar riffs, with the piano chords, which really gave a shine to his voice. So overall, I was happy with it and it did deliver and meet my expectations.
Absolutely. And I think I'm going to start with that. It did meet my expectations because when we were talking about this in previous content, we wanted to see Young Thug upgrade his content. We wanted to see him get introspective. We wanted to see him diversify from his previous project. And I think that it was a step up in the way that he approached this project. It sounds focused. And throughout the whole album, I love the production because, as you said, it was minimalistic, but it allowed Young Thug to sing more. It allowed him to stretch out those harmonies, allowed him to, you know, hum on certain points. And even at certain points in the track list as well, you know, he was using his own vocals as background vocals to be able to support his productions. Not only that, but I think the track list was good but didn't do too much for me, so maybe on that end it could be improved. And as you said, the bloated track list does take away a bit from the overall replay value, but I'm gonna have to go back because I remember how So Much Fun hit at the first time. I knew it was gonna be a banger right away, stuck through my rotation for the past 2 years. I want to see how this is gonna, you know, kind of play within my rotation because now it's a bit of a different approach. I'm not going back to, let's say, bump any crazy bangers. I will with songs like Scoliosis or Bubbly, for example, but I want to go back and I want to go through the writing. I want to, you know, go back and understand what Young Thug's trying to do more with this project. And I also want to understand how the overall soundscape of the album was formed from the whole progression of the track list. So I think those are the things I'm looking for later on while I'm listening to the album. But overall, I think that this was a great album.
It was a great album.
It was a great listen. You're going to have fun with this. And it's going to be something unique for all Young Punk fans, like Young Thug fans.
I actually have one more question for you. Do you think that this album down the line will end up being an influential rap album?
Yes. Yeah, I think
so. In what ways do you think?
I think that it's going to allow more trap artists to be able to dive out of their lane and maybe pursue different types of subgenres and productions.
And maybe express themselves.
Absolutely.
He set the bar higher as we've gotten, you know, bars from Gunn and Future that we've kind of never heard them get that introspective and that deep before. So I think that in that sense, you know, it might be able to push people for their freestyle or writing more. But apart from that, I think you will have a great time with this project, guys. But let us know in the comments your thoughts on Young Thug's Punk. And as we said earlier, we will be doing album reviews on the biggest releases of hip hop this year. So stay tuned for all of that. Thank you guys for watching till the end, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Thank you for watching the video. It's always a pleasure doing content for you guys. Listen, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel because we're doing album reviews and we actually have our series called Everything We Know where we take you guys through the whole album rollout of the hottest releases of the year. Not only that, guys, but our Patreon plan is now live. You guys could access that in the bio. I appreciate you guys and I'll see you on the next one.